And now, from the Mammoth Oasis, it's the woman who may or may not admit that she went to see the 50 Shades of Grey sequel movie last night, the sports widow, Molly Erdman!
Thank you, thank you. Should I close this window? Are there
yes.
too many bird and
too
nature
many
noises?
And
okay,
nature
hold
noises.
On one second.
So many bird noises and nature noises. And we, if we know one thing about our listeners, they hate nature, which maybe suggests that we don't know anything about our listeners.
And actually, I mean, just more like, Bridget, good, someone's here. Anyone, can you hear us on Facebook Live? I'm concerned.
That people can't hear us?
That it's too far away.
Oh, because your microphone thing?
Or that the microphone is blocked.
Can you hear us? Can you hear us? He hates nature.
Okay. So he heard that.
Yeah.
So that, okay. All right.
And he hates good. Nature. So that's good for us. So people can hear us.
Okay.
We're talking into our microphones. And for those of you who are watching for the first time, this is the first time I think we've broadcast on your Facebook
Live. I think so.
Page. And
we've
already,
already got
the numbers just destroyed when we did it on mine, which is pretty depressing and also pretty predictable.
Well, I think it's...
No, people hate me.
No,
it's
but
right.
it's, there's
no,
novelty.
Okay.
People have gotten used
yes.
to you doing it, and
people
now they're
are,
like,
yes.
what is this that she's doing? And so...
They'll get tired of this soon, too.
Yeah. So anyone
until
who's...
Until you cut me out of the show.
Yeah. Anyone who's new watching or listening today, mainly
yeah.
watching, because if we have new Facebook Live people, but also new people who are downloading the podcast, which, thank you.
Yeah.
We do have our Facebook page up.
Yeah.
It's called Sports Widow.
And down the line, we're going to just be broadcasting from that page.
Yeah. I think we're going to, in March, we're going to start just broadcasting
from the
Sports Widow yeah. page. So
that's exclusive content.
Go like it so
we'll
that you know
We'll still share
that.
It on our pages so people
yeah.
don't have to do anything, but we don't need to tell them that.
Aha. Great.
Good job.
Good.
Good job. Go ahead.
No, speaking to your intro, I did see the 50 Shades sequel
yes.
last night.
Yes.
50 Shades
and we
Darker.
We can start with that since sports was just even darker than that this weekend.
Oh.
It was a black weekend of sports. Not much going on.
Yeah, a lot of comments. This is really nice.
Yeah, you've got a lot of chatty people.
Hi, people who are saying hi. This is nice.
Yeah.
We have some people just... talking to each other in the comments,
yeah,
which is
great.
Great.
And for those of you who are watching for the first time, I may not interact with you much because I do my show for the listeners.
Okay.
Molly really does most of her show, clearly, for the watchers.
Yeah.
I try not to respond to the comments up there, which usually reduces the amount of comments.
Right.
I have yet to figure out what we're trying to do here in terms of pleasing the audience.
Okay. Well, first, let me...
Always my problem.
Because we do have some new people with us today, let me explain. This is the Sports Widow podcast.
You are the Sports Widow.
I am the Sports Widow because Joe, my husband, watches a lot of sports.
I'm Joe.
Not to make fun of widows or anything. I think we have
no.
to say like stuff like that all the time.
No,
like,
but
it,
you've
I know he's
lost,
not really dead.
Yeah. You've
blah, blah,
lost
blah.
Me to sports.
Right.
At times.
So the podcast is, I would say, maybe 50% sports.
Depending on whatever.
This time of year, probably less.
Far less.
And the idea here is that I did not come into our relationship a sports fan. There were some sports that I liked. I liked going to baseball games and things like that. And this is not a podcast about how to like sports for your man. But it is about, like, how can you survive getting... If you are...
how can you not kill your man?
Right. Or how can you make it more enjoyable for yourself? Certainly you can just, you know...
Do your own thing.
Do your own thing. But if the person you're with watches sports as much as Joe does, you will never see them.
It's probably unlikely that they do, but there are people out there.
And I think that some people feel like, well, I'm an adult and I've never liked sports. It's too late now. So some of it is about like, well, what are some talking points about sports? Or do you have questions? Do you not like a sport because you don't understand it? That's where you, listener and viewer, come in. Ask questions and things like that. I try to bring up questions every now and then.
Uh-huh.
Often the same one.
Over and over.
Because I still don't understand what a balk is or really even how to say it.
Right. And wasn't there a movie we were watching where there was a balk? It was 42.
Ah.
A little bit of 42 we
yes.
were watching. And the Balk. There was a Balk in that movie, which is what is the word? It's a transgression that a pitcher can do in a baseball game. It's a foul in a way that a pitcher can do. And that causes the runners to all get to go one extra base. It's a very obscure rule. People don't know it a lot. But even in the movie 42, which was about Jackie Robinson, he rattled a pitcher and made him balk. And then in the movie, they had to explain one character to another, like a kid to his mom was explaining what had just happened as they were explaining it to the audience.
Also the, what is it called? The infield fly rule?
Yeah, those are probably the two most cited rules in terms of confusion.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, those are things that we'll be really occasionally tackling.
I'm really disappointed that Julia would look at this off of your site and never would look at it on mine. If those of you don't know, one of our viewers, Julia,
joined? She just joined.
She just joined. She may be the most horrible person I know.
Oh, God.
I hope she keeps
watching.
This
is not encouraging other people to join us if they see this.
But none of them are as horrible as Julia.
Look, Eric Lindberg has given us a stat on balks. I can't. How am I supposed to say that
balks.
Word?
Wow. That is a nice stat, actually. That was very helpful. Leads the he's the career leader in balks with 90.
That's a lot.
And he's a lefty. And you would think, well, he didn't have a very good move, apparently.
Oh. Julia has also given us a stat, but
Julia says, I have a small penis. And Julia doesn't know whether that's true, unless she's asked people who know. She knows people who know, so... Anyway, it doesn't matter. She says that about everybody. Julia once ruined a show, a paying show, not just for me. You were there, weren't you?
She didn't ruin a show.
The Second City show, were you there?
Yeah, where as soon as you came out, she went, ooh.
And every other time I came out on stage, she said, ooh.
But she didn't
she
ruin
ruined,
it.
The first moment
no,
I... This is
she
a three,
enhanced it.
This is a 300-seat theater, full. First time I come out on stage in quiet... Ew, audible to the whole crowd. And then she did it throughout the entire show. Every time I came out, she would say, ooh.
Funny.
Or if I said,
and we all thought it was very
everyone
funny.
Thought. And then she came up and did the improv set afterwards, and everybody got to see who ruined the show for them, other than me. So that's a story about her. So, yeah, sports was – and probably for most of the viewers, especially off of your page, it's better that there's not any sports going on.
Yeah, well, but – You say that, but then also Chad has, Joe, have you heard about the experimental rule they're going to try?
Adding a runner to second base in the extra innings in minor league baseball?
I don't know. Resetting team fouls after 10 minutes of play each half.
Oh, that's a different question.
Yeah.
Hadn't heard about that, actually. That seems stupid. team fouls, to reduce foul shots probably is why they're doing that. I actually have a time-saving tip for the NBA that I sent to the NBA on Twitter, which was to give a team a certain amount of timeouts, six at the beginning of the game, and each quarter, whether they use that timeout or not, they will lose one timeout. Which is to say, that means you go from 6 to 5, from 5 to 4, from 4 to 3, and that way there's less timeouts. Does everybody read all the other comments that come up?
They can, but I...
I'm going to start getting heckled on this. Well,
yeah, everyone come join and heckle.
Come join
That's
and heckle
fine.
Me. So I hadn't heard about that rule. I was talking about the baseball rule that's dumb. I'll look into that and get back to you on my thoughts on it.
Okay.
So there was some sports. This is our Valentine's Day episode, by the way.
Yeah.
This also counts as our Valentine's Day dinner.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I'm doing for you this year.
It is also what I'm doing for you.
Perfect. So we'll get to that in a moment. But there was one interesting thing that happened in sports.
Oh.
And you saw it. It was all of about 4 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
I showed it to you in a basketball game, I think last night. A rookie for the... New Orleans Pelicans, Buddy Hield is his name, was running around a defensive player, Boogie Cousins.
Come on.
That's his name, Boogie Cousins. And he, to get around Boogie, he kind of grabbed him to use him as, you know, leverage to swing.
A pivot.
But he grabbed balls. And he just grabbed
him. So was it intentional?
Oh, absolutely.
That's what I thought.
He grabbed him, whipped around, grabbed his balls, and then took off. Boogie goes down, not all the way down. Great movie, by the way,
now,
Boogie Goes Down. It's a porn, obviously. Oh, sorry.
Now, you thought that was hilarious, but when Valerie did something like that to you yesterday,
well,
it wasn't so funny.
Yeah. Everyone knows seeing someone else get hit in the balls is much better than getting hit in the balls.
Yeah. It's the Bergeron rule.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember my older daughter one time cried. Do you remember this?
I remember hearing about it. Oh, when you threw the walnut at,
yes,
her, at Mike. Yeah.
So somehow my brother, my younger brother, he's lying on the floor for some reason. I don't know what he was doing. He's lying on the floor and he's got his legs up in the air. So his butt's sticking up in the air. And I have a very bad instinctual tendency. If I see a target that it's like, oh, that would be something I would want to throw something at, I will just grab the first thing and throw it like that.
Jesus.
Almost. That's where I was trying to get it.
I'm glad there wasn't any water in that cup.
I tried to get that into a cup and
did not make it.
But it
knocked it over.
And it hit in the cup, actually. That was a pretty great throw. Point being, I have a very excellent Zen ability to just grab something and throw it.
And I don't know if that was excellent. It was good.
To get a pen into a cup as much as I did was
very difficult. Okay.
I should have announced the shot before doing it. But the point is, I see my brother kind of on the ground splayed like that. And so he had a bowl of walnuts. A bowl of walnuts unshelled on his table. And I just took one and I just chucked it at him. And it hit him clean in the testicle, almost that you could, like the sound of two walnut shells knocking against one another. And he screamed in pain, and my daughter was very upset about it. And I tried to explain to her that this is what brothers do to one another, or good friends do to one another when they're immature idiots.
Well, it's funny that you, and Scott Goldstein mentions this, that you, for a charity event, would let people take shots at you.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
At my gonads.
Yes.
I raised, I believe, over at least $2,500 for that Letters to Santa thing by letting people throw a Nerf football at my groin from about 25 feet. $100 a pop.
It was that much?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, if it wasn't, that means, if it was $50 a pop, that means 50 people threw the ball at me. As
well,
it
you
was
did
over
it more 25. Than 1 year.
I did. Yeah. But 1 year was a, and Pete Gross is the one who actually hit me. Made good contact. So that's like so many things about me.
Oh, boy.
People are like, why is he doing that? Why is he saying that? Because I will subject myself to the same requirements or the same punishments or whatever.
All right.
I can take it is what I'm saying.
Okay.
As well as dish it out.
Here's what's funny, though.
Go on. And
a Valentine's Day episode is a good time to tell the story is that when Joe started working on the main stage at Second City, I had been there for a while, and I knew Joe. We were friends, I would even say. Not like let's go to lunch friends, but like I'd known you a long time, and we had done a cruise ship together.
For 2 months, yeah.
But we weren't dating or anything. And but the persona in my mind of Joe Canale was someone who took a lot of nut shots.
That was one of the things that you knew about me?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So we were sitting backstage. We weren't in the scene that was going on. And there was one of those post-it note cubes. I don't know if you even remember this. Like a cube of post-it notes.
Sure.
And I did kind of what you just did. Without thinking about it, I just like chucked it at you.
Yes.
And I got you real good.
Yeah.
And you were in so much pain that I really felt bad because I guess I thought you couldn't feel anything anymore.
Funny that years later,
I
would impregnate you.
Ugh.
Molly is so upset that we did this on her channel because all of her relatives are on it. But she shares it anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, all right.
And they know that you got pregnant.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
So that was the highlight of the sports weekend. That's the only sports I saw this weekend. And that's, you know, for you, that's a good weekend.
Yeah, it was. I'm going to be honest. It was nice for football to be over.
Yeah. Not for me, but for you. And we did other stuff. It allowed us time to do other things.
We went
to the library.
We did. We went to an event at the library, which Valerie, our daughter, our three-year-old, she'd been to our local library, but when she was much, much younger. So she has no real recollection. And we went to the big, fancy downtown library.
Right.
but there was an event going on. So now Valerie thinks that when you go to the library, you get your face painted and there's craft tables and a DJ.
And to be fair, libraries would do a lot better if that was the case. They would do better. They should consider
that. But she asked, she was like, can we go back to the library tomorrow? And I'm trying to explain to her that is not the typical library experience.
No.
But she also really liked the books. Like, yeah, she was really like, wow, there's so many books here.
Yeah, we're trying to keep her away from those, but I'm kidding.
There's only
we're
so much
really.
You can do.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there's only so much time those books have.
Yeah.
Before we start burning them. And I'm not going to report on Northwestern beating Wisconsin in basketball. I mean, I just did more than it deserved, just saying it. That's good for people from Northwestern. But as we all know, people from Northwestern really don't need anybody publicizing anything they do.
Okay.
They're fine just on their own. You know
all
what
right.
I mean?
Yeah, okay. I didn't.
Good win for them.
Yeah.
So were you going to say something?
No.
Great. So we're moving on. It's our Valentine's Day episode. Mm-hmm. And so, again, rather than go out to dinner or get nice gifts, I thought we'd do this show.
Great.
And talk about who our sports Valentines are.
Yeah. Now, what exactly makes a sports Valentine?
That's where it's kind of up to the individual.
Okay.
In my characterizing it, I was trying to think of who is basically my favorite athlete of all time. I guess it could be a coach or something too, but
current or like dead?
Well, I think current and all time might be an interesting question.
Okay.
Because I was thinking about it, and I think I have a current, and I have an all time. So
okay.
Maybe you want to think about those things too, and then we can guess first or guess second. Because you said you know who mine is.
I thought I did.
I think I know who you're going to say, but go ahead.
Well, I'm going to say Derek Jeter. But Darryl, do you guys Jeter. Know about Derek Jeter?
Now, who do you think you were confusing? Obviously, Derek Jeter, and who? What?
No, not a person. Just
no
the
Darryl.
Name. I just.
Can you name a Darryl baseball player?
Strawberry.
And that's also a reminder for your shopping.
I do have to go buy strawberries. Yeah, I was going to say Derek Jeter for you.
No.
Okay.
I do like Derek Jeter, but he's not my favorite player.
Who is your favorite player?
Currently, my favorite athlete is probably Kristaps Porzingis.
Oh, yes.
Now, okay. I don't watch him that much because the Knicks suck and they're not on TV that much. But he's an exciting guy, like a 7-foot Latvian guy who can dunk and yell at people and plays for New York and is good.
Okay.
Right now, their baseball team doesn't have – and it's going to be all New York guys for me. My all-time, I think, favorite is – you want to guess on that one? I'll give you a hint. Football player.
Oh, football player.
Retired.
I need more hints.
Did a lot of cocaine.
Don't know.
I mean.
I don't know.
We'll put it to the viewers. Question out there. Who can name my favorite football player, did a lot of cocaine? There you go.
Okay.
Lawrence Taylor, LT.
Okay.
Who once said, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs. That's my LT impression. He yelled at the defense to do that, and they probably were scared. He also broke Joe Theismann's leg.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's Lawrence Taylor. He's my favorite all time because he may be the greatest player I've ever gotten to watch. Like, if I was a Michael Jordan, if I was a Chicago fan, I would say him because he was so great, and I was rooting for him.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't for Jordan. I watched a lot of his games, too, never rooting for him.
Got
makes
it
much worse to watch Michael Jordan.
I don't know why. I just assumed it would be a baseball player. I don't know why.
Rivera was one of my favorites. Which is so funny because Rivera is such the opposite of me. Mariano Rivera, soft-spoken,
mm-hmm.
doesn't like, not flashy, comes in, does his job.
Joe's so flashy.
Well, I'm a shit talker.
Right.
And I get in fights. And I get in arguments, and I yell a lot.
We got to see him. Was it out here when they were
Rivera.
Playing in Anaheim?
We saw him.
Yeah.
We also saw him against the Dodgers. He got two saves in that series.
Okay.
So we got to see him play against the Dodgers, and that was good.
Okay.
So those were my sports Valentines. My current one is Kristaps Porzingis.
Okay.
And I have his jersey.
Uh-huh.
And in the past, yeah, Mariano Rivera and LT. Two very different guys.
Yeah.
Now, for you, I'm going to guess on yours.
All right. You are probably going to tell me because I don't know.
Was Steve Buschel your all-time?
Well.
And it's a little different. Your character, your requirements are different
than
mine.
Very different.
You had a crush on Steve Buschel.
I did. In the late 80s, early 90s, watching the Texas Rangers, we would go. We had I've talked about this many times. We had weekend season tickets. And our whole family really liked, for some reason, we just liked him. I don't know why. I have no idea why. But I ended up with a jersey, and my dad has like a cracked
baseball bat
of his.
Yeah.
And I got to meet him.
Years later.
5 or 6 years ago, I got to go to Rangers spring training in Arizona. And my buddy Evan Grant, who writes for the Dallas Morning News about baseball.
Name drop.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I'm like reading comments at the same time.
That's why I do the show for the listeners.
he knew about my infatuation is a strong word, but anyway. Yeah. But I got to meet him. Because he was
some working
kind
at
of,
spring training.
Yeah.
He was an advisor, an instructor.
Yeah,
they bring a lot of the old players back to instruct the minor league players.
I don't go for the hot dogs, you know. I don't go for the
Buschel's
the
kind
big
of
names
a,
or
you know. Yeah. Well, you weren't as big a sports fan, so you were looking for different stuff.
Yeah.
Steve Buschel's son is quarterback at Texas.
Yeah.
Sophomore, I believe.
Yep.
He is going to have to battle for his job.
Why?
Because a new coach, and so it always happens there.
Oh. But I have I was thinking about it, and I have a secondary, when I think about all-time sports.
Sure, sure.
And I think about, I'm going to go away from the big pro sports that we think about and think about the Olympics, which to me.
Big sport.
The 84 Olympics was like a big, because I was 9,
mm-hmm.
and it was the first time I'd really. It was the first Summer Olympics. I mean, they were on when I was 2, but we boycotted the 80 games.
We did.
So this was, and they were.
Remember when Russia was our enemy?
Yeah. And they were, you know, they were in our country, and it was a big deal. So I was into gymnastics, as I think everybody was.
Sure.
But I got really into swimming, and it wasn't that year. It wasn't 84. It was later. But I.
An Olympics later?
It might have been, was it 88?
Probably
it was 88. Either 80, I think it was 88 when Janet Evans.
Was that in Korea?
Seoul, maybe.
Yeah.
But Janet Evans, the swimmer.
Sure.
She did a couple of Olympics and I was real into her and I tried to.
I think she did a few. Didn't she swim well into her 30s?
Possibly.
Mm.
She had a very, identifiable freestyle stroke where her arms were almost like straight coming out of the water. And I was on a swim team over the summer at that time. And I remember a lot of us like were kind and our coach said to be like, don't do that. Like
right.
She can do it,
right.
But aerodynamically, like it's not an efficient
a
stroke.
Lot of times you'll see an outlier from like the traditional mechanics of a thing. Like there's a guy who plays basketball for UCLA, Lonzo Ball. We talked about him last week.
Uh-huh.
His brother scored 92 points.
Right, right.
Lonzo Ball has a very awkward shooting method, but he's done it that way for so long, don't mess with it. You know,
yeah.
You might screw
yeah.
it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's good to know that if we ever need, like, in-depth technique talk on swimming, that's the one that you've got.
Swimming is my sport.
That's
yes.
It's your jam, as
doesn't,
you usually say.
Doesn't come up. I never say that. It doesn't come up very often. Swimming.
No.
Swimming talk.
Not with anybody does it, usually.
No.
Even swimmers try not to.
I've said this before. When the Olympics was going on, I said, I want to see swimming, because I think about Mark Spitz.
All the time.
Like, back, this was in the 70s, I think.
Yes.
When, like, guy swimmers have like bushy hair and like mustaches. And everything.
A lot of drag and from a mustache.
I want to see present day swimmers in 1970s conditions.
Nice.
And I want to see what the time difference is. Because now they got the fancy suits and they've shaved.
They made some suits illegal, actually. They were so
too,
efficient.
Yeah. Yeah.
They have motors on them. So that made them illegal.
Yeah. Okay. So
all right.
That was
last thing to before we wrap up, We got a new follower on Twitter.
Oh, very nice.
We got a new follower on Twitter. It's Roger Hamilton.
Oh.
And then I looked, and Roger Hamilton is following like 75,000 people.
Yeah.
And this is just a phenomenon because I've talked to some people who have told me, like, in order to bring up your followers and everything,
you have to follow
100 new people each day, see who follows you back, and then unfollow the one. It's like, Jesus, I don't care that much.
Whenever someone new follows me and I see that they follow as many people as follow them, I automatically don't care.
Yeah. And if you're one of those people, good on you for doing it. I just don't have that level of commitment to that.
Yeah.
But I will ask people, we just got to follow right now, just from there. So Molly mentioned it.
Oh,
I was going to try to save that for next time. But you can follow us on Twitter.
At Sports Widow Show.
You also can now, I guess, follow us on Facebook.
Sports Widow.
And you can also download us on iTunes. And next week, I think we're going to have some very big news on some new projects that we're working on. Not Molly's video currently that is helping people cope with the climate in the United States. What's that video called, Mal?
I don't know. Self-care for stressful times.
Self-care for stressful times by Molly Erdman. Let's get that thing up to 550,000 viewers, and then we'll stop asking.
Wow.
But it's a different project under the Sports Widow banner, maybe a new thing.
What is it?
I'm not going to say it out loud right now. We'll talk about it afterwards.
All right.
We talked about it before. You said it was a good idea.
Oh, yes.
But let's, you know.
Got it.
That's a tease for next episode. Again, we're Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Go to iTunes. Listen to us there because that's the new thing will just be audio only. So you're not going to want to see it.
Okay.
Because there'll be nothing to see.
Thank you to everyone who's joined us for the first time.
Yes.
And everybody else who's joined us previously. And thank you for your comments. We can't get to all of the comments, but we do see them all. And we
appreciate
them. I can't
get to any of them.
Joe can't really see them that well.
I don't read so good for a number of reasons. All right, listeners, as always, we say goodbye to you first.